Jeffries Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours at Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ash Flat. Check them out at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back here at the hangar as the final seconds tick off the clock here at halftime. Both teams ready to go. You know, the official set the precedent from the start, set down the ball at halftime, and he was ready to go out of that first break of the first quarter, and both teams are ready to go as ball's turned over immediately right back to Norcross as Husky moves it across the timeline. Substitution coming in already for Flippin.
Hey, Coach Greenhall wasn't happy with that pass.
No, as soon as that pass happened, he turned around and said, "You go in." So it's bounced into Waymire. Waymire off the window. Long shot is missed, and it's picked up by Waymire. Waymire off the window. Good.
You know, credit Amelia Rucker there for that rebound. She got a tip to it right back to Lauren for the shot there.
It's 25-9 now. 7:28 left in the third quarter of action. 30 seconds in. Great defense by Norcross there as Rackley driving inside. Alexander now as it's lost, picked up by Mountain Home. Husky with it. Husky to the right side of the floor. Guarded by Alexander, bounced inside Norcross. Norcross, good move underneath. She missed it, but there's a whistle and a foul is called.
And good basketball all around. And he sprinted to the block there, got great position. Parker did a great job feeding that hand. And he got that hand up big where she wanted the ball. Parker gave it right there to her. Was able to draw contact.
As the first free throw's missed.
Yeah, I was anxious to see how the Lady Bombers came out of the half. Coach Leonard wasn't real happy with the way that we finished that half with a turnover and
kind
of
plateaued.
And then we turned it over right before half, gave up an open shot, got lucky it didn't go in.
Yeah.
It's good to see us come out with the energy here.
And second free throw is good by Norcross. You know, you can get away with that stuff probably – you know, at this point, but once you start playing Russellville, Valonia, all them, you can't get away with easy stuff like that. As ball's knocked away by Husky, it'll go underneath. Last touched by Mountain Home.
No, you definitely want to see the energy. You definitely want to see, even though you got the lead right now, you still want to see us play hard and play with energy the second half.
Wire will throw in. Wire with it. Missed the hook shot, airballed it.
So she did the whole bounce off the back end and get it herself out of the end of bounds.
As a whistle. And look like they both scramble for the ball, but Waymire, part of her was out of bounds, so it's going to go back to Flippin. Wire will throw in. As it looked like she walked as soon as she threw it in. Hodges kind of took a little hop there. As a scramble for the loose ball picked up by Mountain Home, a whistle and a tie-up, and it's going to go to Mountain Home. Well, that was a – took a little bunny hop there.
Yeah.
Trying to hand it off there.
Hit her! Hit her!
Husky will throw in. Norcross on the near sideline, back to Husky, between to the center of the floor, skipped ahead to Waymire. Waymire got pass was tipped right to Rucker, as Mullen has it now right on the Mountain Home logo. 6:30 left in this third quarter of action. Mullen to Rucker. Rucker tees the three up top of the key, won't go. Offensive rebound, Waymire. Waymire right there, cleans it up, puts it back in. She's got 9 points this evening, 28-9, and a whistle, and a timeout is called. Flippin' calls timeout. We'll take one with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Back here in the hangar, as we get ready, fresh out of the timeout, Flippin will have the basketball. They'll be able to run the baseline. As we sent our not only our color analyst, but statistician Brad Coleman. How many rebounds does Lauren Wehmeyer have?
She's at 9 rebounds right now.
Double alert right there as the ball's turned over. Mountain Home has it. Husky, couple steps behind the three-point line. Mullen, right corner three, missed it, but flying in is Rucker. Rucker pulls it back out to Husky, and they'll reset. Husky to the right side, Mullen. Mullen skip to Rucker. Left side three, rattle around, won't go. Wehmeyer right there, off the window, missed it. Tipped in the air, Norcross comes up with it. Norcross had it blocked, but she's fouled. So that's 11 rebounds now for Wehmeyer. She's got 9 points, double-double alert, but Annie Norcross will go to the free throw line. That last foul went on, that was on Allie Hodges. As the free throw is good by Norcross. She's got 3 points tonight, make it 4.
Yeah, I think that's one thing you'd like to see the Lady Bombers really improve on this second half is their free throw shooting. First half was not where we wanted it to be. You know, you like to see it 70-80%.
Yeah.
As much time as we spend hitting free throws and shooting free throws.
You know, that's kind of been their one flaw tonight so far. They took care of the ball. They rebounded. You know, they played good defense. But it's just, you know, if they hit their free throws, it's, you know, this game's a lot uglier. Mullen with the ball, turned it over, skipped ahead to Rucker. Good pass into Rucker on the left block, back up to Husky. Husky thought about a jumper, but thought better of it. Mullen on the right wing, about 5 steps behind the line. Mullen bounced into Wehmeyer mid-post, lost the handle, dived for the loose ball, picked up by Flippin. Hodges driving. Hodges kicked to the corner. That is Benedict. Benedict off the window, good. Gets the hook shot to go. That's the first points of the night for Marcy Benedict. And first points of the second half for Flippin. As Jackson with it. Jackson back to Husky. Husky will set the offense. As Wehmeyer with the nailhead. Husky left wing three. Air ball knocked off of Rucker. And it'll go back to Flippin.
You know, good look there by Parker.
Yeah,
nice in and out game once again. Hit Lauren there at the high post. She was able to kick it out. Parker stepped out into that shot.
That had all the pieces for a good possession.
It
couple
did.
Reversals, paint touch. You know, it was good possession there.
Good ball movement. It's what you like to see.
Flipping with it now. This is Merkel. Merkel been running the show all night. As it's tipped away, Jackson comes up with it. Jackson pushing ahead. Jackson tried to shoot the layup, but it was blocked by Merkel, and it'll stay with Mountain Home.
A good hustle back by Merkel there. She's the one that turned it over, and then Cheyenne hustled back and got the block shot there on.
Husky throwing into Wilbur. Back to Husky on the left wing. Husky. Rucker, left corner three. Got it! Rucker from downtown, and it's 33-11 now.
You got to love Coach Leonard's inbounds plays. He's got so many good inbounds plays.
Yes.
He gets us really good open shots.
Ball's turned over. Jackson to the corner. Rucker, another three. Rattle around, won't go. Wilbur tipped it away, but it's picked up by Flippin, and there's a whistle and a foul. It's going to go on Parker Husky, it looks like. That'll be her second foul. Team's first of the first, or excuse me, the second half. 33-11 our score. 4 minutes left. 4:01, excuse me. Long pass ahead of the floor. Picked up by Mullen, tipped away, and Mullen comes up with it anyway. Mullen didn't know a defender was behind her, and it's knocked away by Leniger.
You know, you hear everybody yelling, wolf, wolf, wolf. Uh-huh. And what that means is you got a defender sprinting up behind you. You need to pay attention and look.
As a whistle and a big collision underneath the basket as Jackson and Merkel go flying into the student section. That's going to be Jackson's third foul. Team's second foul. As ball is sent into Hodges. Hodges looking. Kicks it out to the corner. Three-pointer on the way is good. Allie Downs from downtown knocks down the three. She's got 5 points, and it's 33-14 now. Husky on the left wing, right at the volleyball stripe. Now between the circles, works it to the right side. Mullen to the corner. Jackson to the nailhead. Rucker, little 8-foot jumper, good.
That's a nice little combo action there. You saw Amelia come and hit that low block, and then following right in behind, occupying that space behind her was Amelia, wide open. The defense all went to Emma there, and leaving Amelia wide open in the middle.
Amelia's got 5 points, all in the second half. Lady Bombers leading scorer this year. As it's kicked to the corner, bounce to Leniger. Leniger along the baseline, got down to Downs, missed the hook shot, scramble for the loose ball, and it's going to be a foul against Flippin.
They got Marcy Benedict there.
Marcy Benedict with the foul there, her first, team's first of the second half. Correction, team's third, excuse me. Had it written on the wrong line there. Husky. 2:45 left in the third quarter, 35-14. Lady Bombers leading to the corner. Rucker. Rucker kicks it to Husky. Husky to Wilbur on the nailhead. Wilbur going to drive, goes to the right block, kicks it back out. Husky to Mullen, skip to Rucker. Left corner three, missed it. Almost got picked up by Rucker. Rucker in there, tried to get the tie up, but it's picked up by Flippin. Flippin pushing ahead across the timeline. Leniger to the corner. Benedict thought about a three, driving along the baseline. Floater is missed. Tip back out right to Rucker, and it's pushed ahead to Mullen. Mullen, great pass ahead to Husky. Husky off the window, good.
Really good look ahead there by Cam. Parker running the floor well. Cam hit her in stride for the easy right-handed layup.
37-14 our score here. Lady Bombers leading this quarter 14-5.
Yeah, once again, you love to see that coming out of that second quarter where we struggled a little bit. Now we're coming out and showing our dominance here this second half.
Mullen had a hand on it, but it's turned over right to Flippin as it gets dumped right down to Marcy Benedict for the layup. She's got 4 points all here in the second half as Husky down the other end. Whistle counted and one. Great job by Parker Husky pushing the tempo as that foul's going to go on Allie Downs.
Great strong take there by Parker. Not looking for the foul, looking to make the shot and then getting the foul.
Excellent job there, pushing the tempo there. Heck, I looked down to right, 2 points for Marcy Benedict. I see Husky already at the three-point line.
Yeah, she beat everybody down the floor. It was pretty awesome to see.
Husky at the free throw line here. She's got 7 points tonight. And one is missed. Check that, 9 points. Missed the free throw. Minute 20 left in this third quarter of action here. As it is Wire. Wire gives it off to Greenhaw. The jumper's good. 8 points tonight for Sam Greenhaw. Husky. About a minute remaining in this third quarter to Mullen. Mullen across the timeline to Husky between the circles. Husky dribbling to her right. Back to Mullen on the left side. To the nailhead, Wilbur, dumped down to Jackson. Jackson reverse layup is blocked, but she comes up with it. Jackson back to Mullen. Mullen pulls up, little 10-footer, rattled around, won't go. Emma Wilbur swoops in for the rebound, missed the layup, and it's picked up by Flippin. Big scramble for the loose ball, a whistle and a tie-up. It's going to go to Flippin. Yeah, Monica Chaffin's got her hand on a lot of loose balls so far tonight in the few minutes that they've given her.
Yeah, Monica's playing hard there. You know, that ball came down and she was able to tip it around. You'd like to see her grab a hold of that if she could, but couldn't quite get the handle, but then dove down in there and got the tie-up.
You know, Lady Bombers play their full roster pretty much every game, and they'll give a few minutes to Monica Chaffin. And every time she's thrown into the fire, essentially, she does a good job.
Yeah, you got to think she's a sophomore out there.
Yeah, she's, you know, and a whistle and an offensive foul. And it's going to go on number 22, Sam Greenhaw, be her second foul, team's fifth.
Yeah, Flippin tries to run this double screen action, and what they're catching them on is as Sam is trying to roll there. She's trying to back too early back into her defender, and they're getting her for the illegal screen.
So Husky back to Mullen. 15 seconds left on the clock here in the third quarter. Back to Husky. Husky checks the time. Back to Mullen. To the corner, Jackson. 10 seconds left. Skipped ahead. Husky left wing three. Missed, and it hits the stanchion of the backboard, the support, excuse me, and it'll be Flippin basketball with 5.3 left in the third period of action.
Nice strong skip pass there by Kate across there to hit Parker.
Wire will throw in, excuse me, Rackley will throw in. Rackley looking, gets it to Wire, down to three. Wire dribbling to the corner, three-pointer on the way by Greenhaw's missed, and that'll do it for the third quarter of action. Lady Bombers head to the fourth quarter, leading 39-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
Your phone have been through a lot this past year. It's been your lifeline to the world. And now some big wireless company is telling you gotta buy a new phone from them and sign their contract? They don't control you.